This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Senator Mark Pryor. Thank you for taking time out.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Senate is in recess, but will reconvene on Monday. And one of the first things, I think, that will be discussed is immigration reform. There is this plan that has been worked out between the AFL-CIO, the Chambers of Commerce, the so-called Gang of Eight senators. Does this mean there is a real chance for immigration reform?
I think there's a better chance to do comprehensive immigration reform this year than we've seen in a long, long time. And what I've told the eight senators who are doing this, it's four Democrats, four Republicans. I tell them all, I say, look, I'm cheering you on. I'm glad you're doing this. I want you to be successful in reaching consensus on these issues. But at the same time, I can't tell you I'm going to vote for it yet because I don't know what you've put together. And so they are supposed to make an announcement maybe this coming week. Please understand that it'll go through the Judiciary Committee. There'll be a robust, you know, amendment process and whatnot in the committee, and then it'll come to the floor. And so it may be, you know, 2 or 3 months away before we actually have a chance to look at it on the floor. But I'm glad that they are working together. The only way you're going to solve that issue, really, and most other issues in Washington, is in a bipartisan way. And so when you see a group of senators come together, try to work through it, that's the only way to solve it.
As you mentioned, the legislation hasn't been revealed yet. Will be scheduled to be on Monday. There is discussion that there will be a clearer path to citizenship for some people who come here to work.
Yeah, I think some of them are calling it earned status because it's not going to be an easy thing. I hear, again, I don't know, but I hear it's going to take about 10 years. They can stay in the U.S., but they have to go through a 10-year process, make sure all their back taxes are paid and all these other things. I'm not quite sure of the details. And then even at that point, if they actually want to become a citizen, I think it's an additional 3 years. That's what I'm hearing. It's a total of 13 years.
We're about a month into the effects of sequestration. Theories abound that both parties feel there might be some political gain because of the sequestration. Deficit hawks saying, see, stuff is being cut. Others saying, see, the other side is cutting social programs. If there is indeed political gain by both parties, it doesn't seem like sequestration may end anytime soon.
No, I think we have sequestration for the rest of this fiscal year. And I think that, you know, the idea of it was supposed to be so bad and so painful that it would force us to get to a budget deal, which we didn't get to the budget deal, so now we have sequestration. We're still going to continue to see some pain over the course of this year. There will be things that happen that will be kind of surprising and inconvenient. It's probably not going to be as bad as some people say and probably not as easy as other people say. So, you know, I think my bottom line is it's just not a good way to govern. Here again, we need to reach these bipartisan budget deals. You know, right now there's kind of a Democratic budget and there's a Republican budget. That's a dead-end street. We need to come together and put these budget deals together and do it. And, you know, the Senate did pass a budget a couple of weeks ago, but again, it would be considered a Democratic budget. The Republicans passed one in the House, it'd be considered a Republican budget. You know, who knows what happens beyond that, but it's just not the way to govern. We need to come together and get to consensus and work together and work through these issues. And the budget is very important. It's about national priorities and it's about all kinds of different things and how our government should work and to some extent, what type of government services we're going to provide, how much defense we're going to provide, how much things like law enforcement, education, highways, you know, all these things are about national priorities. So the Congress has done a very poor job in recent years on this.
Will there be discussion, do you think, after Monday, April 8th, about new gun laws or some sort of formation of gun laws?
Yeah, there's supposedly, when we get back next week, we're going to apparently go to the gun legislation that came out of the Judiciary Committee. I've already said that I'm going to not support the assault weapons ban that Senator Feinstein of California is offering. I will look at the other things. I know there will be some amendments on the floor. And, you know, I'll look and see what people offer. And I'm actually a co-sponsor of one amendment, which I think is endorsed by the NRA even. But it's about making sure the right information goes into a mental health database and also to make sure you can get your name out of the database when the time's right. And, you know, that's basically just about the integrity of the information that they use on the background check. But that's a bipartisan amendment, too. There's four of us working on that. So I assume we'll offer that and try to get that passed. But I don't really know. I don't have a great feel right now because I'm in Arkansas, not up there. I don't have a great feel for the other amendments that will be coming, but I'm sure there will be several. We'll look at them as they come.
background checks, I mean, there some people call the loophole for the gun shows. Mm-hmm. Any chance that there would be momentum to try to close what some people call a loophole?
You know, I think there is possible that you could do that. It really depends on how it's structured. I know Senator Leahy has been working on something there. They've tried to – Senator Coburn of Oklahoma has been part of this process. There's been a process with Senator Coburn of Oklahoma and Senator Manchin of West Virginia, and then a few others like Chuck Schumer of New York, et cetera. But they have been working on something, and to my knowledge, they've not unveiled that. So we'll see. They were trying to come up with something that would be agreeable to everybody, basically, that would enhance the background checks, but maybe not go as far as some people want to go. So, you know, let's just see what they come up with. And I told them, again, I will certainly look at what they have, and I'll just have to evaluate it when I see it.
You're in Arkansas at the time when we've just had a week old now oil spill down in Mayflower, and many people are pointing to that as a reason to maybe pause on the pipeline project coming from Canada, which you have supported. Any pause for you?
You know, not really. I mean, first I want to know what happened on this pipeline. We have to remember this pipeline is 60 years old. And a lot of this is about how they're engineered and how they're built and how they're maintained. And we don't know the answers to this yet. But we do know that new pipelines are engineered better than the old ones, and they're maintained better, and they have more technology along with those. But I do think it's very important that we find out what happened in Mayflower and why. And I know the families there that have been impacted by the spill are frustrated because they're not getting any answers, and a lot of them can't get back in their homes yet. So, you know, we'll look at it. But I do think this, people have to understand that a pipeline is really the easiest, safest, and cheapest way to transport this. And your other options are going to be to put it in train cars, which can have, you know, wrecks and spills, put it on 18-wheelers, so that's an issue. So really a pipeline is the best way. And I know we've had a spill, and we do need to look at it, but it's, I guess the way I look at it, it's a little bit like you hate to say it, but it's a little bit like when a plane crashes. You know, air travel is very safe. It does happen every now and then. That doesn't mean you shut down, you know, the skies. That just means you make sure you're even safer next time.
Other priorities for you as the Senate reconvenes?
Well, jobs and the economy is going to be real big for me. You know, I really hope that we get our fiscal act together in Washington. I feel like the economy is starting to really turn the corner and get some traction and grow, and we're going to have some economic numbers today, and I look forward to seeing what those are and analyzing those. But, you know, I feel like right now the economy's ready to take off as long as Congress doesn't screw it up. And I'm not kidding about that. I think that people, the Wall Street and just businesses generally and just the country at large, even the world, is looking to the United States for leadership, and the Congress is a big part of that. If we can demonstrate that we can get our act together and we can do some of the basic things like do a budget, you know, some of the hard things maybe like, you know, immigration or whatever it is, but if we can demonstrate that we can work together, then that sends very positive signals you know, to the economy, and hopefully the economy will just continue to grow throughout the rest of this year.
Senator Mark Pryor, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good to be here.